The Syracuse Police Department is conducting an internal investigation into the arrest of a man who was recording video of police officers. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the recorded incident of an officer arresting the man and swearing at him prompted outrage from the community and protests from the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yo, yo, yo! Don't f***ing move, you understand me? Don't you f***ing move, I'm a you up.
52-year-old Maurice Crawley was charged with obstructing governmental administration and resisting arrest after he recorded officers making a separate arrest from across the street. Black Lives Matter organizer Hervé Como says Crawley was thrown to the ground and threatened. Como says Crawley was within his legal rights to be filming and monitoring police activity. Como says Crawley's goal was to keep the police nonviolent and hold them accountable. Como says a pattern of police brutality against African Americans is happening all across the country.
We don't think that this would have happened in a wealthier neighborhood, and we don't think it would have happened to a white person. And we need this to stop.
Syracuse Police Chief Frank Fowler met with Como and other activists. Como says Fowler has seen the video and called it troubling and problematic. Como says the African American community has been talking about police brutality for a long time. Now, with social media and digital videos, Como says the public is starting to believe them more.
People complain, they aren't listened to, they aren't seen, and sometimes we get lucky that in our worst possible moments, someone's out there with a camera videotaping the actions of these police officers. But what happens when a camera isn't there?
This incident comes on top of a large Black Lives Matter march through downtown Syracuse earlier this month. It also follows a Father's Day shooting in Syracuse during which a man was shot and killed and a police officer fired her gun. That case is still being investigated. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.
And Black Lives Matter protesters are calling for the officer to be fired and for charges to be brought against him.